Now to continue with what may prove to be a turning point in the life of Mary Southern. Mary has just learned why Max joined up with Cheney in the gambling racket. She heard it from Cheney himself, who escaped the state police raid on the gambling house, which has landed Max in the Sanders jail. Cheney, softened somewhat by Mary's kindness and sincerity, risked capture to tell her the whole story. Then he disappeared. Mary hurried to the jail to tell Max she knew everything. But Dr. John and Bill Kroc were there, so rather than discuss the matter in their presence, Mary left and headed straight for Reverend Blaine. Mary, knowing that Reverend Blaine has kept Max's secret, hurried to his study to tell him what she had learned from Cheney and to get the Reverend to corroborate the story. Mary has just finished telling Reverend Blaine Cheney's birth.
Reverend Blaine, tell me, is everything Mr. Cheney told me true? Has Max done all these things to make me hate him because he thought he wasn't good enough for me?
Mary, every word that Mr. Cheney told you is the truth.
Oh, Reverend Blaine, it's almost too good to be true.
That was why I told you to keep faith in Max.
Oh, I've always had faith in him. But from now on, that's not enough. From now on, I'll worship him.
Ah, give him up. He's not worthy of you.
If anybody ever says that to me again, I'll kill him. Oh, Reverend Blaine, I'm so happy. I can't help crying. You don't know what this means to me. It means Max is a good man. A fine man.
It also means he loves you.
Loves me so much he wanted me to hate him because he thought I'd be happier without him.
As Max would say it, that kind of love is the real McCoy.
Well, I never thought anything else. But a lot of people did. What fun it'll be to tell him the truth about all this.
I can't wait.
And as for me thinking I'm unworthy of him, don't fret for a minute that I'm going to pull my hair out about it. No, sir. I'm going right down to that jail this minute and take that adorable, foolish boy's head in my arms and tell him, sorry, but he's going to have me around his neck for the rest of his life. Goodbye. Got important business.
Wait, Mary, just a minute.
Say, I'm going to taste a little girl right this minute, Reverend Blaine.
I know, Mary, but there's a fact I must remind you of, as much as I hate to.
What do you mean?
We know why Max is in jail, why he did the things that put him there. But actually, his gambling house activities with Cheney put him there. He violated the law, and he has yet to stand trial for that.
Oh, but that's nothing to worry about. When they learn why Max is doing all this, why, they'll let him go right away. Won't they, Reverend?
It may not be as simple as that, Max.
Why won't it be simple? Max isn't guilty of anything wrong, really. He was doing it to round up the gambling syndicate. It was the only way to catch them. Working with them, making them believe he was on their side.
That's true, Mary. But don't forget, Danny was the one who called the governor. He didn't give Max his chance.
But you and I know the true story, and they'd have to believe it. I'd certainly get on the stand and tell them. You'd tell them, and they'd certainly believe you a minister.
But still, the story would sound incredible. And more than that, it wouldn't excuse violation of the law, Mary, even if they did believe it.
But, well, Reverend Blaine, Max isn't guilty. We know he isn't.
It's just as I say, Mary. We know what his purpose was, but the fact is that he willfully, deliberately broke the law and will be tried for that, not for why he did it.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mary, but you have to be prepared for that.
Oh, what am I worrying about? Haven't a lot bigger and blacker clouds than that one just been rolled away? I'm not going to be frightened anymore. You know, right now, I can't feel anything but warm sunshine on me. I'm lying on a little stretch of white sand near a quiet sea, looking into a blue sky a million miles deep. There's not a cloud in it. I want Max beside me. He's been so far away for so long.
Mary.
Oh, Reverend Van Ayer. I must have sounded silly then, I mean...
Mary, I have a suggestion. Instead of your going to the jail to see Max, suppose you run upstairs to your rooms and get your dinner started. Wait, where's my hat? Oh, yes, here it is. I've got to run on a little errand.
Well, if anyone calls for you, shall I say where you've gone?
No. Mary, fix something special for dinner, will you? Something Max would like.
Max? You mean you're going to bring Max here, home?
Hadn't you better get your dinner started?
Oh, no, I just you watch me.
Be careful, don't fall on the stairs.
Oh, what stairs?
Well, Reverend, I don't like to throw cold water on the chances of Max getting off without a sentence. He's my friend, too, you know, but the ball has sure started rolling again.
Yes, I suppose it does look bad for Max. But, Torrance, the main thing I came for... you've been given authority to release Max in my custody, you know.
Sure, Reverend. Providing you put a bail, according to the law, page 6, paragraph 2, jailer's rule book.
Well, you fix the amount, don't you?
Do you want me to be light on you?
Extremely.
How much you got?
That's the point. I haven't got.
Haven't you got anything at all?
Well, Torrance, all I have is this.
What? Well, you ain't offering me your prayer book for bail.
You can fix bail at any amount you want to, can't you?
Yeah, I know, but...
Well, this prayer book has a value.
Well, how much is she worth?
I've had it ever since I was in the ministry. I think it cost 98 cents new.
98 cents?
It's all I have, Tom.
Nothing in the rule book about taking prayer books for bail, and then again, there ain't nothing in there about not taking them.
Oh, you know I'll be responsible for Max's return?
He wouldn't bring 98 cents now. It's kind of worn. Look at the backs. Better fixed bail at about 35 cents, I guess. 35 cents. Can you imagine that? Cheapskate, ain't I? Well, come along. Let's go get Max.
If you don't mind, Torrance, I'd like to go to him alone. I know the way.
Whatever you say, Reverend. Right through that door. Cell's unlocked as usual. Max gets fidgety once in a while.
Good evening, Max. Huh?
Oh, hello, Dominic.
What's new?
Oh, nothing. Except I've been thinking that I'm just about the biggest fumbler in the world, ain't I?
Fumbler?
Yeah. I ain't good enough for Mary, but I marry her. That's one fumble. And I hook up with Cheney and the gambling racket to make her hate me, and I'm sap enough to tell Cheney, and he tells Mary. That's two fumbles. Then I'm going to double-cross.
Oh,
thinking Cheney will bump me off for the double-cross, take me out of Mary's life for keeps. And so what happens? Cheney beats me to the punch, calls the raid. I make Cheney escape, and I'm in the jug. Well, that's big league fumbling, all right. But, Rev, I got one conciliation. I'll do a stretch for this. That'll keep me out of Mary's way long enough for her to get used to the idea.
Max?
Yeah?
How would you like to go home?
Home? Well, how? Where?
You're in my custody until they send for you. I want to take you home with me.
Say, that's swell of you, Dominie, but Mary is living at your place.
Yes, I know. But Mary wants you, boy. Things may not go so well with you, and there may not be many more hours left to make her happy. So, will you come home to her?
Don't refuse those few hours of paradise which the Reverend borrowed with his prayer book for you and Mary. Time is always precious, and to you, it's doubly so.